This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sheila Gumbreed is our guest. Well, this show's your host. Jay Dyer is about to break down the big enchilada that Bill Gates just responded to us. You know, Bill Gates just responded to us. So that's coming up next segment. But Sheila Gumbreed, I've been ranting and raving. You're there in Canada. You're covering this. Thousands are obviously on their way. Thousands have already shown up. They're trying to shut down roads. This is huge. Other closing comments in the 4 minutes we have left.
For me, I have an interview coming up, an exclusive interview with Pastor Coates. That's the pastor of this church who was imprisoned for 35 days. I got his first reactions upon pulling up on the scene and seeing what has become of his church. They've basically turned his church into the prison where they held him for 35 days. So we got his initial reactions to just how shocking that is. And the church is currently making plans for what happens on Sunday. So when I head back out there today, Alex, I'm going to find out what comes on Sunday, how they're going to hold service, because they are definitely going to hold service. You cannot keep this church down.
Oh, man, I'm predicting, just with a neighbor that's a patriot, you'll have five times the congregation in the field. So what if it's snowing?
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. This church says, you know, they're one of those congregations who sees good things in even the worst of things. They say that the fact that they have been basically purged from their own church means that they don't even have to abide by fire code capacity. So if they're forced outside, as many that want to come can come, and they can evangelize to many more people.
Well, that's so right. The globalists are trying to break the church's will. So whether you're Protestant, whether you're Catholic, I don't care if you're a Buddhist or a Muslim, everybody should support religious freedom. And if people don't support this, then it's on them. This is unbelievable. And it's happening all over Canada, but this church has stood up.
They have, and this church has exhibited such dignity when they're dealing with the police. I saw yesterday that this church went over and invited the cops who were locking down their church to attend their services on Sunday. They don't have an ounce of anger or resentment for the cops in their heart. They have nothing but forgiveness and kindness. I'm not there yet, Alex. Maybe if I spend more time with them, maybe they'll change my heart a little bit too. But that's the kind of people they are. That they won't be deterred. They're not angry, but they are called by Christ to gather, and they will gather.
Well, that's right. There's a time to reap, a time to sow, time to live, a time to die. And I just know that evil is throwing its full weight against us because we didn't stand up against it, so now it's making its move. But people shouldn't get demoralized seeing all this evil and feel weak. This is God's plan being fulfilled. We are world government, world ID, to buy and sell a mark. I mean, this is time to rejoice that actually everything we were told is coming true and that we know God is at the other end of this.
Yeah, it's the time to separate the wheat from the chaff, especially with our spiritual leaders. We can see men of integrity and conscience like Pastor James Coates at Grace Life, and we can see the other men of the cloth who are condemning them. For a lot of Christians, this is a real eye-opener because they're finding out that their leaders of their church are not the men that they thought they were.
That's right. We have tests. God has tests. The test is happening now. Sheila Gumbreed, a great leader, rebelnews.com. Sheila Gumbreed at Twitter. Thank you so much. Join me again tomorrow to unfold this and Saturday for a special broadcast. Thank you so much. All right, I'm going to introduce Jay Dyer. There's been a development. I was going to let him just take over, but there has been a major development put out by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to their different fact-checking organs with our SPARS 2025-2028 operation. And so we're going to be covering all of that when we come back the full hour with Jay Dyer. We were born for this. We're on air for this. We are here covering this, thanks to God keeping us on air for this moment now. So I can't wait, because Jay's a really smart guy. to hear his interpretation of this nightmare scenario. We'll be back in T-minus 60 seconds. Tell everybody you know to tune in right now. Be part of the war against tyranny.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Move against humanity is now our greatest challenge in our entire development seated on this planet is now before us. This is the great contest, and I am so blessed to still be on air in the year 2021 on April 8, 2021 on this Thursday. We were meant to be gone by now because the enemy said you can't have someone on air that knows our plans. But so many now know the plans, and so many can look into the plans and give us their perspective. So, you have Lockstep, and you have Klaus Schwab, and you have The Great Reset, and you have Event 201, and you have Crimson Contagion, and you have Disease X, and you have all the drills. Then there's SPARS 2025, 2028. And so we came in on the weekend, and we shot a report 2 hours long, and I was going to introduce Jay Dyer just briefly, but then I wanted to cover this because here's the headline. Put out by all the different leftist fact-checking media, News Guard run by Bill Gates himself, the news today, top search. Your doctor is Bill Gates. He's the most powerful doctor on earth. And it says, fact check, 2017 fictional SPARS pandemic scenario. Document is not proof of planned pandemic. You just reverse that because with them it's a pentagram. Them it's upside down. You just put it back the right way. There it is for you in its face, because everything they do is an inversion. So they're telling you this is not a planned pandemic. Turn it back around. It's the other way. So another devastating victory. They will pay. They've been ordered to do this. They're carrying this out for their God. It's going to be nasty, but this is going to be separating the wheat from the chaff. And so this is quite the moment. And so we're going to talk about why Bill Gates is attacking this. Just like a month ago, they said, Jones is lying. India didn't ban the Pfizer shot. Jones is lying. No one's banning AstraZeneca, as it was banned everywhere. This is their desperation as they lie and say, oh, the UN didn't lie about Wuhan. The wheels are coming off. So I can't wait. In the next 55 minutes of live broadcast that's left, in this hour ahead of the War with Owen Schroyer for Jay Dyer, author, researcher, great guy, smarter than I am in many ways, to give his perspective on this document that everyone should report on and everyone should investigate and see for themselves. So, Jay, take it over and tell us why they're so upset that we're looking at SPARs and why General Flynn endorses our research of this and really why they would make a document admitting their plans. Jay Dyer, take it over.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate that. Yeah, I want to thank you guys for putting out that excellent documentary. I went through it three times. I had to listen to it intently because I wanted to make sure I got all the information. Then kind of zoom out, as I usually do, to tie it into the other documents, the other books that the Global Elite have been writing for decades now. Most famously, of course, we want to look at Jonas Salk's book, because a lot of what's in the preparation for the danger, the harm that's going to come, that they anticipate, the inflammation, the prion and all that, it really meshes perfectly with what Salk himself wrote decades ago in his book, specifically Survival of the Wisest, where he says things like, why don't we just put a cancer virus in the vaccines? And by doing that, we'll actually promote evolutionary fitness. The more that we kill off, the more that we, he says, fall in love with death. He actually says humans need to stop being pro-life and become pro-death, so that the priests of science, the high priests of science, can step over the boundaries of the creator, right, and take on that role of being the commandants and they want to steer evolution, right? So that's what Salk talks about in his book openly. He says very clearly that man is just a mutation. He's a manimal, right? And the crazy part is that he says they want to mutate us into other types of things, right? So the mutation is a goal that they want to take us towards, moving away from what it is to be man, because in their philosophy, there's no such thing as natures, right? Man doesn't have a nature that makes him what he is. It's just whatever you want to make it into, right? It's magical thinking. You can just, like in postmodernism, just say something is what it is, and it just magically becomes that. Oh, I identify as Bill Cosby, so therefore I am Bill Cosby. You have to treat me now like I'm Bill Cosby because I identify as him, right? That's how this mindset thinks. But by the top elites, the social controllers, the social engineers, they know that it's not really that way. That's the public perception's, sort of dumbed down idea that, you know, they just rely on these fact checkers. They just default to this fallacy of authority, right? Oh, well, he must know what he's talking about because he runs Microsoft, right? He has these computers. He must know what he's talking about, right? This defaulting to authority. When we go and read the authorities, we learn that they're Malthusian. Okay, so this whole book, I mean, the very title of the book itself tells you that the attitude is Malthusian. And so when we have the real context, the real big picture from these guys, I'm going to show you some other books that I haven't covered here on the Alex Jones Show, especially Turning Point by Fritjof Capra, some of these forgotten global elite texts. They'll talk about how the medical tyranny, medicine, is the real angle by which this global order needs to come into play. But going back to Salk, Salk says that mankind is a cancer. The species of mankind, even though there is no species of mankind, there is a species of mankind that needs to be stamped out. Just like Bertrand Russell says, there's no free will, there's no spirit in man, but we also have to stamp out free will and the spirit in man. Well, I thought that didn't exist. But so in chapter 7, there's a really amazing chapter where you have, again, this man is lauded as the Nobel laureate, right, for inoculations, right, for, oh, he cured polio. We're told, at least. But, of course, we know that when you give the Nobel to people like Obama, right, war criminals, right, this is a joke, right? It's a propaganda operation, the Nobel Prize. It's not actually a thing that's awarded to people that are really doing scientific breakthroughs, unless you count the death cult's scientific breakthroughs as a scientific breakthrough. And in that regard, I guess, yes, he is a powerful luminary of Satan. He's one of the great demons, I guess you could say, because he says in chapter 7 that if we inject viruses into pregnant women, we can experiment on the eggs of pregnant women. And he says this is because man is, again, a manimal, right, that can be mutated. Now, this is going to sound crazy, but I'm going to show you where Klaus says this in his book. This is because they have the view that in time, what they're going to try to do is mutate man to no longer be man, to get rid of man. So they're going to reclassify through legal fiction. I'm not kidding, right? Man is no longer going to be classified as a, quote, human. He's going to be, he's actually called, if you look up, I looked many years ago, I didn't believe this when I heard that, look up the Cornell Law Code about how man is defined, man and other animals. Okay. Then this fits in with UN legal redefinitions of what man is. Human resources were actually a resource just like anything else, like cattle, right? So when you redefine what a human is in legal categories, this gives the precedent for ways to experiment and to change what that animal is, just like testing on lab rats, just like testing on anything else, right? There's a famous book written by, I think she's from Harvard, Rebecca Limbaugh. She has a book called World as Laboratory, and she talks about this scientism attitude that sees the world like a test tube, that sees it as a science experiment. And that's what we're dealing with here, right? People that are trying to do this very thing. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Nate Dyer of PaysAnalysis.com. When we come back, we're going to get into more of Jonas Salk, the Sparse Document.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of JaysAnalysis.com. Be sure to follow me on my website there, as well as my social media is just under my name, Jay Dyer. Now, the point that Salk goes on to make in the book that I wanted you to be aware of is that Salk is very adamant that there's nothing bad about disease or death or decay. Since they're part of the natural process, the scientific elite must commandeer it and then use that to the advantage, so-called, of the species, right? So in other words, imagine using death, disease, decay. I don't know if you saw the last Mission Impossible installment, but if you notice, that was the attitude, that was the mindset of the villain, right? Remember, the villain was like an eco-side maniac who thought that the population was going to destroy the planet because of his Malthusian ideas. And so, of course, you know, Tom Cruise had to save everybody from him setting off nukes and depopulating. But that's not too far from reality, because Salk says that the real scientific elite are going to have to make these tough decisions about who lives and who dies. And the easiest way to get this done is through a mass vaccination program. That's exactly what this book is about. And in fact, that's not the only book that Dr. Salk wrote. He wrote a whole other book outlining the exact same thing called Man Unfolding, where, again, man is just a random mutation process. And if man is just a random mutation process, there's nothing wrong with getting rid of most of man. And he says, well, then who will survive? Who will live on? Me, he says, literally. He says the scientific elite, which by that he means himself and his cronies, and everybody else will be extinguished and must die. He says the number one enemy, by the way, he says on page 73, is the traditionalists, right? So pages 71, 72, 73, and by that he means anybody who doesn't have a complete scientism type of worldview, right? If you don't accept total atheistic Luciferian scientism, if you don't join their club, you have to die, because you are the problem, right, for evolution. You're in the way of the species evolving to godhood, and he has that attitude. He has the belief that they're going to evolve to godhood. Now, if that sounds crazy, bear with me, because I'm going to show you where Klaus himself says this in his book. He says that the new definitions of what species are, right, when we inject the mutations into the species, when we develop new species, right, then we're going to have the ability to reclassify everyone and everything, right, in these legal fictions to where everything that they want to do in terms of the establishment perspective, overriding the Renaissance, overriding the biblical common law, overriding natural law, right, overriding the Constitution, any of these classical documents of the last 1,000, 2,000 years that kind of enshrine the Ten Commandments, right, that enshrine what it is to have human rights, moral law, natural law, et cetera. All of those things have to go away so that it can be rewritten now by a new covenant that Klaus Schwab talks about, a new technocratic covenant decided and determined by the UN, Davos, World Economic Forum, Bilderberg, etc. So now that we have that in mind about the attitude of one of the top scientific elite of the last several decades, just one, okay? Remember, the U.S. government has a giant institute called the Salk Initiative, right, where they do mind-brain interface. Why does the Salk Brain Initiative do mind-computer, brain-computer interface? Well, when you read Schwab, you're going to understand why that is. But I want to remind you also of another guy. His name is Fritjof Capra, right? And he talks like a higher-pitched Arnold Schwarzenegger. He sounds like he's Arnold Schwarzenegger sucking helium. Now, Fritjof has a take that was overlooked that a few researchers did catch a pick up on. One of those is known as the Dr. Day tapes. I'll talk about those in a minute. But one of the things that Copper talked about was that he says we're going to have to follow the ideas of Arthur Koestler, and a previous global elitist of the same mindset as all these characters. He says, Copper says, we're going to have to adopt the idea that medicine is the key back door to bring in this new order. In fact, that's a huge portion of this big, fat, boring book, is that medicine will be the key. It's medicine, medicine, medicine. Don't everybody thinks, oh, it's going to be the government smashing my face, a boot on my... There will be an element of that, but the real backdoor, the real way that this new system is going to come in, according to Fritoff, I always want to call him Fritos, according to Cheeto Capra, is according to Jonas Salk, according to the day tapes, right, is going to be through medicine. And when you get into what Fritoff, for example, thinks is going to be key to this, I'm not kidding. He actually references MKUltra. Now, why would MKUltra be relevant to this whole thing? Well, a lot of people don't know that when you look at figures like Gregory Bateson and people who were involved in the MKUltra program, CIA-connected guys, Gordon Wasson, a lot of these characters were studying entheogens, studying hallucinogens, studying pharmaceuticals, and thus LSD is developed out of the pharmaceutical milieu. And so what Fritos says is that we're going to have to take the research that MKUltra has done, which, by the way, became MKSearch, and it was moved to Fort Detrick. It became a biowarfare program, and it moved into electronic research, including ELF, VLF, microchips, brain implants, etc., as well as nanotech. So DARPA, right, is really the long-term end result in terms of the super soldiers and all this kind of stuff. That is all about this. It's about mutating man, and it's about a biological rewrite. Okay, they want to do a synthetic rewrite of all reality. And now I know that sounds kind of far-fetched. Like, what? I mean, come on. But when I read Klaus, and I went and I listened to some of the other videos that are on InfoWars that discuss this, I went back and I looked at Salk. I looked at what Fritoff and Arthur Koestler say. That is what they say. And it's just kind of in hiding in plain sight. They're saying that through the nanotech, through the modifications that were done over the decades of experiments, right? So all of these, all that MKUltra research, all that MKSearch research, Bluebird, Monarch, it wasn't just about sex slaves and mind control assassins. That was an element. But this is dozens of projects that eventually leads to cybernetics, right? Norbert Wiener, cybernetics, that's all part of MKUltra. That's the end result of it. And what they wanted to do was figure out ways to not just mutate man and redefine what man is, but to end man. It's to end man. They all say this. This is not a conspiracy theory, right? I've covered 50-plus writings of the global elite. They all say we have to end man. And we're going to do that, as Russell said, 100 years ago, through diet, injections, injunctions, and all of these scientific projects. So Fritoff says that when the pharmaceutical big pharma industry, right, gets sufficiently advanced to the point that they can basically change humanity, we will be able to evolve to this next stage, right, the next type of civilization. I think they call it like a type 3-4 civilization, right? Then this is what Schwab is talking about with the fourth industrial revolution, is the next phase out of the old way of living, right? Hunter-gatherer societies, industrial revolution. Now it's the tech revolution, and it's only going to be for a select small number of elite who will then move to being post-human. Everyone else will die. That's the plan. That's what they say in all the books, all their books, all of them. The ones that talk about this, right? Not every book that they write talks about this stuff, but all the books that talk about this relate to transcending and ending.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I want to remind you, if you're interested in this material, but maybe you think it's a little too technical, a little too jargon heavy, well, I wrote two books that use movies to make this accessible to your friends and family members. So if you do have friends and family that read, get my books, Esoteric Hollywood 1 and 2, at the website, jasonalysis.com, in the shop. Everybody gets signed copies when you get it from my website. Don't get it from old Bezos over there, because he takes all the money. Now, I did mention that we're going to do a kind of an overview of the SPARS video that Alex put together with his crew. That's excellent. It's a must-see. And I'm going to do a quick run-through. But one last document, one last piece of information that's a great attestation to the veracity of what I'm saying is the document, or it's actually a series of tapes and lectures called the Day Tapes. And Dr. Richard Day was an attendee of a conference back in 1968-69 under the auspices of the National Population Council and the Rockefeller Foundation. And there was another, so there was a doctor who was presenting here, and this was about the top doctors in the country back at that time coming together to figure out under Planned Parenthood how to implement this overall plan. Now, it's just one of the many instances of the types of things, the types of documents, the types of white papers, the types of high-level policy, NGO, think tank plans that are out there. And a lot of people thought, well, maybe this guy's not really telling us the truth. But the doctor who was present actually went to the, at that time, the Pro-Life League, which is a Catholic organization back, I think, in the late 80s, early 90s. And he leaked this whole conference. Okay. That was, again, from the late 60s. And he said there's a long-term plan over many decades to institute not just a world government, all the kind of, you know, normal things that we've heard about, but he said that it's going to be to the point where they're going to have mandatory vaccinations. They're going to have mandatory microchipping. They're going to do it through new ways that, like he said, you know, aren't even sufficiently advanced in terms of the technology at that time. He said there will be total societal breakdown. There'll be all these different things that we've seen, such as the gender issues, the chemicals in the food and the water that actually change. RNA, mRNA, and all that. And so the idea that this is not feasible or not plausible, or not, there's no evidence for this. This was going on at the same time as another conference called the Mind Control Conference. It was sponsored by the CIA. One of the famous doctors present at that conference was called Dr. Holger Heiden. Now, you probably haven't heard of these guys because they're just high-level social engineer doctors that are not famous. They're not out there in the public view. But if you do some research, you will find these people, right? For example, I didn't expect it, but Dr. Holger Heiden comes up in Arthur Kessler's book, Ghost in the Machine. And he comes up because the idea that Dr. Holger Heiden had was we can change mRNA to literally reverse the types of human beings that we get. We can make men more feminine. We can make women more masculine. And if we do this convergence and move both the male and the female into this kind of convergence towards each other, he says, we'll get the new male, right? Like if you've seen the meme, right? The soy boy meme. So we'll get the new male. We'll get the new human. And I know that sounds silly. That sounds like, but it's not a joke. It's actually real. Okay. The mutation of the species is actually real. And that kind of stuff comes up in these talks. I highly recommend if anybody hasn't heard the Dr. Day tapes to go listen to them. Exactly. And it matches perfectly with what you find in Salk, with what we find in these other guys. So let's do a quick rundown. This was so important because this is in a long line of documents of drills and exercises. If you don't know, drills and exercises are always the cover. Think back to 9/11. What do we have? We have Vigilant Guardian, right? We had all these drills going on at the same time as the events that were the events of 9/11. What a coincidence, right? 7/7. The exact same thing happens at the London 7/7 bombing, right? The Pfizer consultant says, well, what are the chances that we have drills going on of the very events that happened? The drills are the cover, right? This is a basic black ops military strategy to have plausible deniability in case the drill gets busted, the operation goes, well, we're just running a drill, right? So in this document, what we have, this is sponsored by World Economic Forum, Bill Gates, and Johns Hopkins, okay? So if you go and read the document, 75 pages, right? I got through this the other night. We have really the playing out, right? From what the document says is 2025 to 2028, what's happening now, right? It matches perfectly, almost perfectly with 2020 to 2023. And it's in a long line of those documents like Event 201 or exercises, like Lockstep, like Crimson Contagion, like Clade X or Disease X. UN connected drills. And it even has to the point where there's a male-female partnership vice presidency going on. It has 6 months to 1 year after the mass inoculations, there starts to be these problems, right? You get the brain inflammation, the prion disease. And this leads to a lot of public reaction, outcry, anger. Okay, and we just hit the point, supposedly, according to Reuters, where there's been 100 million people vaccinated. Okay, so that's where we are right now. And this, so from now to 6 months to a year is when this document, if it tracks, projects when there will be this sort of mass outcry. And it's not going to be the NGO think tank funding level people, okay, the social engineer level that takes the fall, that takes the blame. It's going to be the lower level government and CDC level people that get the blame. Right. And it's always said of that way. Government is kind of the shield of like goobers, right, that take the blame for what the real shadow government is up to and what they're doing. And people say, well, you couldn't have these kinds of things going on because like the government is incompetent. Yeah, the government doesn't run things. The people above the government at the think tanks, the NGOs, that's who really runs things. And they're not incompetent. Right. They're people with 200 IQs. They build the nanotech. Right. They build the bombs that, you know, are the smart tech. Okay, they're not dumb. The government level people are just a bunch of stooges and are goobers and are dumb in many cases. They don't know anything. So the health officials are set to take the fall in the document. Remember, this came out in 2017, and it's predicting what will be the case. It even lists the names of this stupid this cold virus, basically, right? It calls it what, SPARS? Instead of SARS, right? SARS, COVID. We've had a bunch of different PR names for this engineered thing, this GMO cold virus that we have. SARS, COVID-2 in the document. And this also lines up with IMF's 2018-2019 documents. They call it the SPARS, COVID, SARS, COVID, right? The percentage of the numbers, right? The public percentage of the number, 6%, right, is even in the document. Including the hashtags, including the stupid rap songs by the washed-up rappers, right? Run DMC. Remember, I mean, my buddy Tristan, shout out to Prime Ledge Health. He covered this whole thing with this total ridiculous social engineering selling point, using the hashtags that are in this document of take the vaccine, run DMC, take the vaccine. It's not Tuskegee, take the vaccine, right? Just nonsense. They even expected anti-vaccine groups to refer to things like Tuskegee. All right, that's how far forward thinking these kinds of war game documents are, right? And when they reply, when they say that this is a conspiracy, it's just they just gaslight, right? Basic gaslighting, basic psychological warfare techniques of deny, always deny, always deny, just lie in the people's face. That's a better tactic than trying to do a reasoned, logical, so-called refutation or response, right? That's a basic psychological warfare manipulation tactic. Narcissists do this, right? There's a million videos on YouTube of narcissists. Everybody's talking about narcissistic psychopaths, right? Yeah, there's Run DMC with their vaccine promos. Now, amazingly, again, the document predicts mass anger, outrage over all of the bad effects from this experimental mRNA mutation machine. It's like a machine that they're putting in. It's like a little time bomb machine, according to what it's supposed, right, according to the mRNA. And again, you say that's crazy. That's great. Doesn't exist. Klaus talks about this. He talks about nanotech types of vaccines. I made a joke video like 10 years ago where I was impersonating Alex. Folks are going to put nanotech in the food. It's going to be in the vaccines. They're going to put little robots in. So I was joking. They really did it. I didn't even think that was real. I did a joke video 10 years ago making fun. I mean, in good faith, just out of fun. Impersonation is the right best form of flattery. And it's real. I mean, that blows my mind, right? And Klaus will tell you this. Because yes, we're going to use mRNA in vaccine.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of DaysAnalysis.com. Be sure to follow me on all my outlets. And we give a shout out also to Rockfin, which is an excellent free speech based platform that has myself, Sam Tripoli, Jason Burmes, Whitney Webb, Richard Grove, many other analysts and researchers out there. A shout out to Rockfin for being a platform that wants to go forth promoting free speech, as well as, of course, Band.video, as well as InfoWars. Be sure and support us, support all the people that are doing the real research and real work here in alternative media. I wanted to go back to this document, a few more points on the SPARS document. If you want a better modern example, right, of this Malthusian idea, remember that this comes in the context of the elite meeting a few years ago at the Good Club, right? This was Oprah, right? It was Bill Gates. It was at that time David Rockefeller, Ted Turner, the elites getting together to talk about and discuss the ways to implement the global mass depopulation operations. So we know that that's their agenda. We know that that's what they want to do. We know that they work endlessly, right, to do this, to achieve this. Excuse me. Now, in the case of old Gil Bates, one thing that he's talked about is the geoengineering programs, right? We know that he's heavily involved in that. A lot of that, we don't exactly know what the whole plan is, why exactly. They say things like, oh, we got to combat climate change. We got to block out the sun, right? And I'm sure that that's to a degree true. And there's other documentaries, other works that have been put out that kind of tie it into, well, they need to spray to help make, you know, cell phone signals clearer, right? If there's metals in the atmosphere, the cell phones will work better. And these, which are, again, odd kind of justifications for this attitude. And there have been a lot of theorizing about whether there could be a nanotech connection to the spraying and all that. Again, I don't have proof that necessarily the geoengineering at this point is directly connected to nanotech. But I do know that Klaus and the elite write about the possibility of this. So if they're writing about the possibility of it, there's a good chance that they're probably already doing it, perhaps. In Klaus's book, if you remember, right, Fourth Industrial Revolution, In the last half of the book, right, which is where he gets really heavy, really crazy, is where he talks about how AI will eventually kind of take over everything. And one thing that's got to happen is that all of reality has got to be tagged. It's got to be tracked, right? Every object that exists in the world needs to have some kind of way to be relayed and tracked. Now, this gets into, in my view, what they call the simulant world system, right, where they have kind of supercomputers that have a kind of live, real-time model of what's going on, right, in the real world. Now, whether they have actually achieved that or whether that's the plan is up for debate. I think that's definitely the plan. Whether they actually have that is anyone's guess. But so the plan is to use smart dust, right, which is a form of nanotech, right, which can wirelessly transmit and kind of give a relay, right, back to the supercomputers via the space-based satellites, via Wi-Fi, via 5G, 6G, right, sixth-generation wireless tech. That's what Klaus talks about. He says that we're going to need the 5 and 6G in place to be able to have the Internet of Things literally link and track everything. And he says the only way to do this is presumably through smart dust, right? And it's not just smart dust. He says that we're also going to have as much as possible self-organizing and self-repairing AI tech that's out there in the world and able to do and able to reproduce itself, for example, through 3D printing, right? So perhaps the robots of the future will be able to self-replicate through robots working on robots, right, and engineering more robots, right, to go out and do these kinds of self-repair operations. And he says that it'll be robotic from all levels, right, to the macro scale down to the micro scale. And what the idea is that eventually this can replace, right, the existing failed biological world. So the real enemy here, if you wonder why they're always talking about carbon and why is carbon credit, carbon is the basis of life. And the enemy in this scheme, in this Malthusian scheme, is carbon-based life forms that need to give way to synthetic-based life forms. And again, because the modus operandi of this worldview is evolution, right, in a strict Luciferian sense, right? I'm not talking about adaptation. We all believe that the species evolve to adapt to their environment. But I'm talking about the idea that you can evolve into some other totally different being, okay, a totally different type of thing. In order to get to that, that requires the cyborg, right, the mutation phases, right, to move out of being human into modified humans, to cyborgs, androids, right, then into the post-human. So silicon-based life forms, nanotech-based mutations, right? Again, I thought this was crazy when I heard this. I was like, no, surely. It sounds like a science fiction story. It is a science fiction story, right? But they believe it, okay? And that's what Klaus says in the second half of this book, is that we're going to have logical reclassifications of what life forms are so that we can have nanotech synthetic organisms now classed as life forms. This will allow us to prepare the way legally for the new system that comes into play. The new system is a rewrite of all of nature and the world and biological systems to be more logical, more rational mecha systems, you see. That's the plan. That's the real, the plan is not just to have a global government of, you know, baby-eating, adrenochrome-guzzling Satanists, okay? That does go on in some places, right? But that's not the real long-term goal here. The real long-term goal is to be post-human, to end man, as man is known. And so in that sense, it is satanic, right? And Klaus is just abundantly clear. Every chapter in the second half of this book is about the 3D printing that the robots will themselves control to self-replicate. They will then run a giant drone fleets, the AI, he's saying, right? They'll have the killer drones that will then, through targeted tracking and tracing, get rid of anyone that's a problem. And he says by 2030, 2040, 2050, there won't be humans, right? You won't be born in your mom's womb, right? There'll be CRISPR technology that will engineer synthetic humanoids, synthoids. Now, again, I'm not saying that this is going on now or that they have done this. Yeah, there's that Black Mirror episode that talks about this, right? This is what Klaus projects, okay? Head of the economic World Economic Forum, head of Davos. He says that it's like Prometheus. He likens it to Prometheus, where we will change man, we'll genetically modify everything. And he says, and the end result of this will be a new type of reality, right, where it moves out of the biological and the carbon into a synthetic, wireless, almost like a noosphere, right? Something like, I don't know, like out of, like bringing hell world into this world, right? Like Stranger Things, like the upside down will come into this world through the nanotech. Now, I don't actually think that they're going to do all of this, right? But that is the plan that they have because of this attitude, because of this worldview that they have. And he says that the key to all of this is to control energy, and we have to control energy via the smart dust, via the smart tech, via the tracking, via a robot drone fleet, right, that will police everything after everything has been sprayed with smart dust. Now, that's what he says. You can call that crazy if you want to. But that's one of the most influential, wealthiest men out there, right, part of this global liberal left elite, right, the World Economic Forum. And let's bring in our good buddy Owen Schroyer to talk about that from the War Room. Owen will be hosting his show immediately after this episode. And I think do we have Owen with us?
I'm with you, Jay.
How you doing, Owen?
Well, you know, I'm listening to your last segment, and I was listening to your whole hour talking about Schwab's book. And the one trend that continues to kind of ring in my head is just how cold it is, how unhuman it is. It's like, did this guy not get hugged as a child? Did this guy not get, you know, swaddled as a baby? I mean, seriously, like, why is he so cold to humanity to have this outlook? Yeah, we could all look at the innovations and the future and the trends of technology and just say, yeah, screw man. But that just seems a little too cold for me, Jay. But that seems what these people are into. I'll tell you what else is cold, the treatment of these miners that are crossing the border. And I don't blame Border Patrol. I don't blame ICE. They're in a bad situation. But the governor of Texas has now come out and echoed what we got from an exclusive source just 2 weeks ago, that children are arriving in these facilities and reenacting what's been done to them on the way. So they're masturbating, they're engaging in sexual acts with their brothers and sisters and random children. This is they know that this is a result of them being raped and molested on the way in here. Now it's commonplace in these facilities. And now they've also said that undocumented workers that lost their jobs during the pandemic, the Biden administration has set aside $2 billion for non-citizens. Most citizens still haven't even gotten a stimulus check. So that's all coming up today on the War Room, Jay.
Wow, that's insane. Thank you so much for that. And everybody, be sure to stick around, watch the War Room. Be sure and follow my materials, jaysanalysis.com. Follow me on YouTube. Be sure and support InfoWars. Support me over at Rockfin, great new free speech-based platform. And this has been the...
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.